the Warriors. Hartung is the single back in the backfield, and a handoff, and that is to Luchterhand. He'll cross the 40 up to the 42-yard line. Gain of a couple on the play. Isaac Sabalko with the stop for the Panthers. And so second down and eight now from the 42 as the Warriors come to the line this time. And it'll be three wide receivers to the left of the formation here on the near side. Hazer waiting for the snap. Hazer will hand it off again. Oh, play action. No, he did hand it off to Luchterhand, and he gets brought down a loss. And in on the stop, Devin Glaus. And so a loss back to the 40, third and 10 coming up. And so now, big third down. Panthers love to get another stop here. Rain has stopped, by the way, but the fog is moving in. And so coming up to the line now are the Warriors. Two wide receivers left and right from right between the hashes. Hazer waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion and back to pass is Hazer. Here comes the rush, and it's going to be incomplete. Pass intended for Luchterhand in the right flat, and it's fourth down, and the Warriors will have to punt. All right, so Mack and Weiss back deep for the Panthers. They're at about their own 30. Good snap, and it's going to be a short kick out of bounds. And let's see where they officially mark it. 44, 45, 46. So that's where the Panthers will take over with 10:25 remaining in the second quarter, leading 23-7. Thank you to Heike Pharmacy. And later this fall, flu and COVID-19 and other vaccinations will be available at Heike Pharmacy at downtown Durant. Just give them a call for more information. They should be arriving here by the end of the month. First and 10 for the Panthers. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Breitung waiting for the snap. Mack is the wing back on the left of the formation. On the far side, he'll go in motion. Back to passes, Breitung. He's going on the post, and it's going to be caught, nearly intercepted, but caught by Pickler. He's on the far sideline to the 30, to the 20, and he's going to be down all the way to the 17-yard line. That pass was nearly intercepted, but Pickler still came up with it for the first down.
Landon Rakestraw on the tackle.
So first and 10 for the Panthers from the 17. Panthers already leading 23-7. And they come up to the line now. Breitung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation here on the near side. Breitung hands it off to Havens. Havens will pick his way through. Comes up to about the 14-yard line, and in on the stop, number 74, Hunter Derricks for the Warriors. We'll call it a gain of 3 yards, we'll call it.
Gain of 3 on
the play. So second down and 7. Again, the fog really beginning to move in, so if you are traveling this evening, keep that in mind. Please drive with extra caution with the fog moving in. Panthers now to the line. Breitung waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver left and right. Mack is the wing back on the right of the formation. And Breitung hands it off to Havens. Havens on the right side crosses the 10. And it'll be bottled up at about the 9. And in on the stop, I want to say Caden Stray was one of those getting off the back of the pile. It'll be short of the first down by about a yard or so. And so third and 1 coming up. Obviously 4 down territory here. Yeah, then again, though, you could. This is about where they kick the field goal. or the extra point in the last quarter. And so now Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers to the right. Mack is the wing back on the left of the formation. There's no flag down. A handoff to Havens. Havens picks his way through. He'll have a fall forward. He'll have enough for the first down. First down, Panthers. And in on the stop, number 65, Adam Hazer. And so first and goal, Panthers from the 6. And, well, that didn't take long. It's been a few warm days, and guess what's in the press box? Mosquitoes. Oh, yes. You bet. Well, there you go. All right, get the mosquito spray back out. Breidung now waits for the snap. He's going to roll to his right. Looking, looking, looking. Has Jackson Weiss. Touchdown. So Breidung to Weiss for another touchdown to make it 29-7 Panthers. So Panthers will go for two, 7:52 remaining in the first half. And Panthers now to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Man goes in motion and Mack. Breidung rolls to his right again. And he's looks. Now he throws it high and in pass incomplete. Pass intended for Alex Hagness, but a little too high. And so 29-7 Panthers with 7:52 remaining in the first half. Thank you to Durant's Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durant, for all of your grilling needs. Visit Durant's Smokehouse. Don't forget to ask about those beef and pork bundles too, 24/7, and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit wwt.coop. Provisions Health, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more. Visit provisions.health for more information. Duran Napa Farmers. Visit Duran Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep the equipment running during this harvest from Duran Napa. Elsevia Co-op, a leading member-owned agriculture and fuel cooperative serving Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois. Find out about the Elsevia's farm pickup program for the upcoming harvest farmers. Just visit elsevia.com. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. So please thank them for their support. All right, 29-7 Panthers. On this Parents' Night. Wittick to kick it away. Nice end-over-end kick. Rakestra will take it at about the 10. He's going to come up on the near side to the 15, to the 20. And he's going to be run out of bounds before the 20. And so the Panthers, or the Warriors, rather, will start at about their own 18 with 7:47 remaining in this first half. And Durand, Arkansas, leading 29-7. Coming up during our Ansane Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show is Parents' Night. We will have an interview with Durand, Arkansas FFA president. So we're going to have that interview here coming up during our halftime show. All right. So Hazer now brings the Warriors to the line. Three wide receivers here on the near side. Trips left. Hazer, and he's going to hand it off, and that is number 5, and that is Lichterhand, and he crosses the 25 up to the 30, a nice run, and it'll be enough for the first down. Gain of about 11 on the play.
First down, Warriors.
So first down for the Warriors from their own 29, clock running down to 7:30. And so Hazer waiting for the snap. You'll have Lichterhand with him in the backfield once again. Trips right this time. Back to passes. Hazer looking to his right. And it's going to be nearly intercepted. Oh, now they throw a late flag. Wow. The flag coming in is like from way, way in the backfield. But I think they're calling this against Nielsville Granton. The closest official that was where the pass was didn't call anything. This one came in from the back judge. She was at about the 40 of the Panthers when he launched that baby in. Now they're talking about it. Do, 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 do. Oh, now they're picking it up. So, yep, they're going to pick it up. All right. They're going to say, nope, nothing happened. We're sorry. I was just practicing my throwing. I wanted to practice throwing. So, second and 10.
Two flags on the play. The flag against the Panthers is picked up. The flag is enforced against the Warriors for a false start. 5-yard penalty.
Okay, I guess there were two flags. Did not know that. So there is a false start against the Warriors. So the Panthers are getting a free fiver. Warriors head coach Lehman's going, can I have an explanation on all of this? Because I don't know what's going on here. And so shouldn't it be a free fiver to the Panthers? Yeah, there we go. Do, do, do. Okay. Looks like we got her now. Back to the 24. Let's try all of that again, shall we? First and 15 now for the Warriors from their own 24. Hazer now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right. Man goes in motion. Back to passes. Hazer looking, looking, looking. Throws. It's caught. That's Rakestraw over the middle up to the 35-yard line. Nice play in on the stop. I think it was Kruluski and Pickler. And so it will be a second down and four. So nice play up to the 35. Clock running down to 6:46 remaining in the half. Panthers leading 29-7. All right, Hazer now comes up to the line. Two wide receivers left and right. Man goes in motion. Back to passes Hazer. Rolls to his right. Looks, looks, throws, and it's going to be behind. Pass intended for Strangefeld. And so third and four now from the 35. Reminder, we have the Bass Pro Shop night race coming up tomorrow. Coverage beginning at about 5:30 tomorrow night. It's the night race. Have that on the radio and online at realcountry1430.com. All right, so third and four for the Warriors as they come to the line. It'll be three wide receivers here on the near side. Now we get a whistle. Timeout, Nielsville Granton. With the Panthers leading 29-7, 6:24 remaining in the first half. Thank you to Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Grand Improvement Group, many hands make like work. Volunteer to help with community events throughout the year. Call a DIG member or visit DrandImprovementGroup.org. Ryan's Sports Shop, it's fall hunting season, also fall fishing season. It will be a great weekend to be in the outdoors. And Ryan's Sports Shop has been making hunting, fishing, and the outdoor activities fun since 2006. And a Silo now featuring lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna. Also small engine repair for all of your lawn and garden equipment. And the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls. American Family Insurance. Insurance that fits your needs. Okay, we are ready to go here. We'll try that again. Third and four, trips to the left here. Oh, and they got the Panthers to jump. Free fiver for, for the Warriors. First down, Panthers. First down, Warriors. Again, first down, Warriors. So they get the Panthers to jump off sides. And, well, that's one way to get the first down. That works, too. And so first and 10. So the Warriors now will come to the line. Two wide receivers left and right. Panthers are going to be coming out with an all-out blitz. They just got caught jumping off sides. And a handoff. Oh, a handoff to Hartung going absolutely nowhere. Blowing up that play for the Panthers is number 56, Dane Schalls. As he was in the backfield right away saying, "Hi, I'm Dane. Happy Friday night. Welcome to Durand and the Bowerbilt Sports Complex. You'll stop right here. Thank you very much." All right, so second down now and 13. Loss of 3 on the play. As Panthers now the Warriors now come to the line. Three wide receivers here on the left of the formation on the near side. Hazer waiting for the snap. He has Hartung with him in the backfield. Back to passes Hazer, looking to his left, looking, throwing, caught. And it's going to be caught by number 3, Rakestraw, and brought down right away by Isaac Sabelko with the stop. And so third down from, we call it third and 8 from the Warrior 42. Clock continuing to run. We're approaching the 5-minute mark here in the half. Panthers leading 29-7. And so Warriors now come to the line. Two wide receivers on the right, two to the left for the Warriors. Hazer waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion to Rakestraw. Back to passes Hazer. He's looking for Rakestraw. And it would have been a first down, too. Pass dropped. Perfect pass to Strangefeld. He dropped it. It would have been right at the first down. Fourth down coming up. So going back deep is Mack and Weiss for the Panthers. They're at they're between their 25 and 30. Hazer is going to kick it. Now we'll see. Will they actually kick it or not? Remember, he's the quarterback, too. All right, well, they look like they're lining up in a punt formation. And so Hazer now waiting for the snap. Good snap. And he's going to kick it to Mack at the 23 on the far side to the 30. Tries to cut up field to the 35, to the 40 on the far sideline. Stays on. Oh, they're going to say he was stepped out of bounds. And where did he step out of bounds? At about the 35-yard line is where they're marking it? Or, nope, make it 43. Okay. So at the 43 is where the Panthers will start with 4:29 remaining in the half. And the Panthers leading 29-7. They get the ball to start the third quarter. Parrots night tonight as well. Coming up in our halftime show, our Ensign Associates and SFB Security Financial Bank halftime show. We'll be chatting with the president of the Durand, Arkansas FFA. That's on the way. So first and 10, Breidung will hand it off to Havens. Havens straight ahead up to the 45-yard line. And in on the stop Hartung for the Warriors. See how aggressive the Panthers want to be here with this 29-7 lead. They have plenty of time. All three of their timeouts, so it's not like they could just pretty much run their normal offense if they really wanted to. So Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers here on the right of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the left. Man goes in motion and Weiss. And nope, it's going to be the reverse back to Mack. Mack crosses the 45, and he'll be up to the 48. And in on the stop Hartung once again for the Warriors. Third down coming up. We'll call it third and five. Third and about five from the 48-yard line. From the 49-7, Panthers leading, 3:15 remaining in this first half. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Mack is also wing back on the right. Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung back to pass, looking to his right. He's going deep. And Hagness makes a diving catch. Oh, Alex Hagness with the diving catch. Stretched out all the way down to the 22-yard line. And first down, Panthers. And so the Panthers in business. As Alex Hagness with a nice catch. He stretched out to bring that ball in. They'll officially mark it at the 23-yard line of the Warriors. And so Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the right. Breidung and Havens so in the backfield. Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung hands it off to Havens. Reverse back to Mack. He picks his way through the line. Ooh, nice play. Nice play by number 14, Caden Hartung. He was not fooled by all the misdirection. And makes the stop. Loss of one on the play. And so second down and 11 from the 24. As up to the line now come the Panthers. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Mack is wing back on the right. Breidung waits for the snap. Mack goes in motion. Hand off to Mack, and it's going to be jet sweep. He has to get to the corner. We have a flag down. Mack will get enough for the first down, but all that's coming back. A 10 spot for the Warriors with holding. Ethan Mack, the ball carrier. Yep, the holding Panthers, so move them back 10. So we'll go second and 21 now. Back all the way back to the 34. So Panthers to the line now. Two wide receivers on the far left side of the formation on the far side of the field. Mack is the wing back on the right. Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung back to pass. Plenty of time. Oh, he breaks down. Going over the middle. Oh, nearly intercepted. Went through the hands of Hagness. And waiting right there was Rakestraw. I think he was a little bit shocked that it got to him. And he couldn't hang on. Third down coming up. And so minute 37 remaining. Again, Panthers leading 29-7. Third and 21 from the Warrior 34-yard line. Again, four down territory here for the Panthers. Panthers now come to the line. As Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Man goes in motion and Mack. And it's going to be the reverse. And it's coming back the other way. And that is Kraluski. Kraluski to the 30. And he'll fall forward and making the tackle. Kraluski, rather, with the carry was Andrew Blum. And so it will be fourth down here coming up all the way down to the 28-yard line. So fourth and about 15. All right, well. If anything, they wanted to run the ball just so they could take some time off the clock. So we're under a minute now remaining. So if they don't get it, there's not going to be a whole lot of time left for Nielsville-Granton. Breidung now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Mack the wing back on the right. Back to passes Breidung. looking, plenty of time. And he's going to, it's going to be intercepted, but actually think about it, that might have been an intentional interception. I mean, he practically threw it right to the defender, but it's first and 10 for the Warriors at the 8-yard line. They'd have been better off to just drop it, just let it fall down. So kind of a nice punt in a way with 41 seconds remaining at the 8-yard line. So Panthers actually came out pretty good with that. And so now Hazer will bring them the Warriors to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side from the near hash. Hazer waiting for the snap, and it's a handoff. And that is going to be to Hartung. And, yeah, the Warriors are probably like, nah, we're just going to let this go here. We'll see if they decide to try, will they have to run another play? I think they may have to run one more. We're down to 20 seconds. Okay, I guess not. They won't have to run one. Yep, all right. So we are coming up to halftime as the Panthers leading at halftime. They'll get the ball to start the third quarter. Panthers leading 29-7, and coming up our NCAA Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. You're listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys Football here on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and Ansay & Associates Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand. River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by Ansay & Associates, your local auto owner's insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to the Ansay & Associates and Security Financial Bank Halftime Show, being brought to you by Ansay & Associates, your auto owner's agents in downtown Durand, and also Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. We are at halftime of tonight's Durand, Arkansas, Neillsville Granton boys football game. And joining us this morning is Brody Beekel. He is the Durand, Arkansas FFA chapter president. So during our halftime, we're going to talk a little bit about with Brody about what some of the things happening with Durand, Arkansas FFA. And Brody, thanks for joining us today. Well, we're just starting the school year. So right now, you even as president and even all of the members, you kind of getting to know each other here because we have a whole bunch of new members coming in.
Yes. Just last Wednesday, we had a meet and greet with all of our new people. We're really working on trying to get the middle school more involved. And we had a nice night. We played Pictionary. We had some games going. Had a little bit of pizza.
And now, so with the middle school now, I know like last year you guys did a lot of recruitment, especially during the Ag Day. What are some of the things you're trying to do to get to encourage more middle school students to be part of FFA?
Well, we're starting to involve them more in our meetings. So now if you are in eighth grade, you can come to our after-school meetings once a month, first Wednesday of the month. And now getting them more involved in these events we're going to as well. Like, for example, next Wednesday, we're going to the Fall Leadership Workshop in Stanley. And now, I don't know about this one in particular, but more of these events going forward, eighth grade is allowed to come with and experience what we're doing.
So let's talk about that Fall Leadership Workshop in Stanley. What will FFA members here from Durand, Arkansas be learning at this event?
Well, a lot of it's leadership and teamwork. You know, we go into our separate breakout rooms. Me being an officer, I'll get put in one with all the other presidents. And a lot of it is what you can do for your chapter to encourage FFA and get people interested.
We're talking with Brody Beekle this morning, or this during this halftime, rather, as finding a little bit about some of the things going on with Durand, Arkansas FFA. Now, along with that fall leadership conference, I'm going to be seeing all of, or a lot of members of Durand, Arkansas FFA down in Madison here coming up for World Dairy Expo. That's kind of one of those traditional trips, isn't it?
Oh, of course. Every year since I've been a freshman, we've done the World Dairy Expo. It's always a great time. Drank a half gallon of milk last year. You gotta love the free milk down there. Starting this year, we're gonna start doing every other year, though, switching out with National Convention, because it does get to be a lot of FFA events.
And so when you've been at World Dairy Expo, now you talked about the free milk, but there's more to it than just getting the free milk or the free items from some of the exhibitor booths. You guys end up learning a lot of stuff there, don't you?
Oh, of course. There's a lot to look at. There's a lot of people to talk to. You got all the colleges out there. You can really get to know some people there. A lot of connections you can build.
We're talking with Brody Beekle. He is president of the Durand, Arkansas FFA this evening during our Ansane Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show. And I know, Brody, one of the big things that you've always expressed about being part of FFA is you like the community aspect of it, helping out the community. This year, you're president. Again, I understand you're starting out. This is, you know, you've only had your first meeting and you haven't really started to make a lot of plans. But as president, are you hoping to have the chapter do more community events here in the upcoming school year?
Oh, of course. We're always looking for things to do. That's something we always say. We always open up the floor at every meeting and say, what should we do? And I always say this for the new people joining. I say, what does FFA stand for? And they always say, Future Farmers of America. And they don't realize they changed it. It's just FFA now. You don't need to be a farmer to be an FFA.
As part of that, doing stuff with community and not only events, have you thought about, you know what, maybe we'll help volunteer at, I'll say, Durand Fun Fest, or help volunteer, maybe not so much at the fairs, because obviously a lot of FFA members are showing at the fairs, but some of these community events, like a Fun Fest or Music in the Park, where it's like the FFA chapter say, hey, you know what, let's volunteer to help out with things in the Durand, Arkansas area.
Oh, yeah, that'll definitely be a topic of discussion. We do the dairy breakfast around here. We're always volunteering at those. That was a good time.
What'd you like best about that?
Oh.
And you can't say the pancakes.
I got into a pretty heated ice cream eating contest.
How'd you do?
Oh, the Security Financial Bank people beat us.
Yeah, well, we'll have to give you guys some tips on how you can. Mark Chilson has a way. He's always got a ringer in there, but we can maybe help you out with that. I know one of the big events, again, you did this last year. You've done this now for a couple of years, has been, again, geared towards the middle school students. I know the high school students feel ripped off because they don't get the free ice cream bars, but it's the Ag Day. And it's really grown over the last couple of years. Is that something you're hoping to expand on even more this year, to have some type of Ag Day?
Oh, I hope so. Number of members is really looking up. And that's always a great day to get out and talk to the kids, get to see some livestock in real life.
Talking with Brody Beekle this morning. He is the president of the Durand, Arkansas FFA chapter, as we chat with him during our halftime show. So, Brody, for those listening right now to the football game, excuse me, a lot of them are parents or grandparents. Why should their children or grandchildren think about being part of FFA?
I think it's a great community, a great experience. Really opens up your mind.
What are some of the things so far? You've been in FFA since freshman year. What are some of the things you've learned over the last few years as being part of FFA?
Oh, I really learned working with people, even when you have disagreements or what you should do, and how important kind and respectful debate is.
Is that and you've also had that public speaking part of it too, which is always you know, the radio guy shows up and sticks a recorder in your face, but you've been able to get some of that experience too, right?
Oh yeah, and there's all sorts of competitions we do with speaking too, where it's really emphasized being able to get up in front of people and not break down, so to say.
The first time you did the public speaking, were you just a tad nervous?
Oh, just a little bit. I had to memorize the FFA creed. It was 5 paragraphs, and halfway through I stuttered, and I stopped for a second, I took a breath, and I kept going.
Sometimes that's the best thing. That's best thing to do. Well, Brody, again, we appreciate you joining us today. Brody Beekle, he's president of the Durand, Arkansas FFA chapter. We're at halftime of our Durand, Arkansas Neillsville-Granton boys football game. We'll have more of the Ansane Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. It's Durand, Arkansas boys football on WRDN.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Erica Kirk, the widow of the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk, speaking minutes ago for the first time since her husband's murder in remarks streamed by Turning Point USA.
I want to thank the millions of people who have shown their love for Charlie here in Phoenix, across America, and worldwide. I want to thank my husband's dear friend, Vice President Vance, and his phenomenal wife, Usha, for their love and support. You guys honored my husband so well, bringing him home.
Meanwhile, Kirk's alleged shooter, Tyler Robinson, in custody, is expected to be formally charged on Tuesday. Officials say he'll likely face the death penalty. Missouri's legislature passing a Trump-backed redistricting plan that could help Republicans win an additional U.S. House seat. Republican Governor Mike Kehoe is expected to sign it. This is ABC News. Tropical storm Mario has formed in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Mexico. Forecasters are calling for rain and possible flash flooding for the south-central Mexican coast. Earlier this week, the CDC announced that COVID-19 has dropped out of the top 10 leading causes of death in the U.S., but that doesn't mean that the virus is gone.
COVID infections aren't nearly as widespread as they were during the pandemic, but the numbers don't tell the whole story about the newest variant called Stratus. Dallas physician Dr. David Winter.
It may be more serious because hospitalizations are going up more rapidly than I've seen in a year or so now.
Stratus is a variant of Omicron, was first detected in January, and now accounts for 3/4 of COVID cases nationwide. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Russian bobsled and skeleton athletes will not be allowed to compete at the 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Olympics, a decision from the International Federation. Russia's been barred from international competition since it invaded Ukraine in 2022. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Progressive knows there's so many great things about being a sports fan. Like scoring the company box seats. How great is that? Trick plays that actually work. Prevent defense when your team is winning by a lot. And even more preventative prevent defense as they're hanging on by a thread. And of course, saving money when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's pretty great. Just like trick plays that actually work.
Yeah, but how often does that happen?
Complaining about sports. Not so great. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansane Associates, downtown Durand.
Green Bay Packers push their record to 2-0 with a 27-18 win over Washington at Lambeau Field last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Jordan Love passing for 292 yards and two touchdowns, and the defense held Washington without a touchdown until the fourth quarter. It's a good start, but Coach Matt LaFleur not celebrating anything yet.
Yeah, I think it's great, but it's just to start. I mean, there's a long season ahead of us. You can't take it for granted. I think that you got to keep competing, pushing. There was opportunities to really put this game away, and I don't think we did that. So that gives me a lot of ammo when we get with the guys on Monday to kind of get after them a little bit.
Packers have the weekend off. The Badgers headed for Tuscaloosa today. They'll meet 19th-ranked Alabama tomorrow. 6th-ranked Badger women's volleyball team on the road tonight down in Atlanta facing Georgia Tech. Brewers continue to search for their 90th win of the season. They're back home tonight to host the St. Louis Cardinals. Quinn Priester gets the start. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can happen at Bristol.
It's so easy to get caught up in other people's messes. Our best track and my favorite track.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
At Napa, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, Napa has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. Napa
know-how! Nothing makes playoff drivers close to the cut line more nervous than the round one cutoff race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Joey Logano may have two wins on the world's fastest half mile and a 21-point cushion, but the Bass Pro Shops night race knocked him out back in 2023.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can happen at Bristol, whether it's the car side or we've seen the crashes as pileups that you want to restart and car gets loose and everyone's right there, right? And you pile in, that can happen.
Christopher Bell.
Should have won a number of Bristol races by now, and we have a whopping goose egg in the win column. So it's so easy to get caught up in other people's messes that it's a little bit scary.
Now, Bell is in decent shape, 32 points above the cut line. 28 to the good is last year's runner-up, Chase Elliott, who feels he must qualify better to get a better pit selection.
To have a better chance on pit road, you got to qualify better to put your team in a better position to try and do that, right? And I think that was probably the missing piece. We had some great pit stops last year. I don't think we were in a great stall and puts you at a disadvantage.
In case you forgot, a year ago at Bristol, Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs, Brad Keselowski, and Harrison Burton were the four who were ousted from the playoff. And a quick reminder, PRN's coverage gets underway Saturday at 6:30 Eastern.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
You know, Kyle Larson is looking to win at Bristol for the third time in a row. And in his back-to-back victories, the California driver has utterly dominated, cruising out front for 873 of the 1,000 laps.
Spent a lot of laps out in the lead there that I feel like I can be really efficient out in the lead and keep myself in the lead. So definitely our best track and my favorite track.
PRN's Garage Pass, not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex. Halftime as we have the Panthers leading 29-7. And the Panthers will be getting the ball to start the third quarter. Well, let's take a look at some scores on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard. Durant Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. As we take a look at some of the scores going on from around the area tonight. And let's see, at halftime, we have New Richmond and Hudson. They are tied at 14. In the first quarter, it was Alma Pepin. They were leading over Blair Taylor, 24-8. River Falls and Chippewa Falls, they're tied at 6. That game in the first quarter. Looks like some games coming up on Saturday. Red Wing will be at Pine City as well. And Goodhue taking on St. Anthony. Again, those games on Saturday. Let's see, Eau Claire Regis. They are now leading Elk Mound 6-0. That at halftime. Spring Valley leading Turtle Lake 14-6 at halftime. Plainview Elgin Millville leading Red Wing 28-6. That game in the third quarter. So those are some of the scores that we have from around the area right now on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard. Durant Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. You can follow the Durant Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website, realcountry1430.com. Also, another score to pass along. As well, in the bottom of the sixth, the Brewers are leading the St. Louis Cardinals 5-2. Brewers scored 4 in the third, 1 in the fourth. The Cardinals just scored 2 in the top of the sixth, but now the Brewers will be coming up to bat. So Brewers trying to break a 3-game losing streak. Yeah, we need to put that to a stop, especially against, especially the, what better team than to take out frustrations on than the Cardinals. All right, so we're getting close to kickoff here. We'll probably have another 3-minute warm-up here as it is Parents' Night. And so Parents' Night, 60 kids went out for football. And that means Parents' Night's gone a little bit longer. And so we will get our third quarter here underway in just a few minutes. With the Panthers leading 29-7. And thank you as well to Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service. They offer plumbing and septic services for new construction or repair of your current home. Call Chris Bauer at Bauer Plumbing and Septic, 672-8224. That's 672-8224. 24. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics. Also, Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center for all of your car care needs. It's Riverside Plaza, located at Durand Napa on Madison Street in Durand. Riverside Grill, visit Riverside Grill for all the different daily specials, including the Friday night fish fry. They've had the pasta bar. Oh, that I've always liked. I've kind of liked that one. That's something new that they started recently. It's like, oh, yeah, I get to have spaghetti for lunch. You bet. Check it out. Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight at the Bauer Built Sports Complex. Our video streaming as well is in partnership with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Thank you to Wisconsin Soybean Farmers for that. And those of you watching the broadcast on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel, thank the school district as well. They continue to allow us to use the YouTube channel so you don't have to pay for it. So please thank the school district for allowing us to do that. And also NTEC Channel 99 for giving us access to be able to put the game on the NTEC Channel 99 as well. And so doing some warm-ups here, and then we will get things underway for this third quarter. Again, the Panthers are going to get the ball to start this third quarter. All right, so a few more, another minute here of that, and we'll get things underway as they're doing some final warm-ups. And then we'll get this third quarter underway. Beautiful night after the rain, and it seems like the fog's dissipated a little bit as well. But overall, a very pleasant evening. We're going to have summer-like weather as well this weekend. It looks like we could see temperatures even close to the 90-degree mark. All right, we're both teams going back to their respective sidelines, and we'll get things underway in this third quarter. Listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Football. Here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH, Durand. Brian Winnikins from the Bauer Built Sports Complex, where the Panthers leading 29-7. And they do get the ball to start this third quarter. And it looks like the Panthers will be going from left to right. Left to right. They'll be going. So left to right here in this third quarter. And Neillsville Granton right to left. So we have Weiss and Kroleski back deep for the Panthers. And here's the kick. It'll be taken by Weiss at the 17, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Straight ahead, 35, and he'll fall forward up to the 36. We're underway in this third quarter. In on the stop, number 15, and that's Devontae Bear with the stop, first and 10 for the Panthers. At the 36-yard line. So first and 10 for the Panthers.
First and 10, Panthers from the 36.
And Breidung will bring the Panthers to the line. Single wide receiver on the left of the formation. Weiss is the wingback now on the right end. Pro set backfield. And this time handoff straight ahead we go. And that was Havens. And he'll get a couple of yards on the play. Brought down by number 74, Hunter Derricks. So a little bit of a different look for the Panthers. With Breidung being under center.
Gain of three. Second down and seven.
So second and seven now from the 39. Panthers leading 29-7. So Panthers come to the line this time. And again, Breidung will go under center. Have a pro set backfield. Wing back on the left. Breidung hands it off, and this is Havens again. Crosses the 40. Gets it to the outside to the 45. He'll have enough for the first down all the way down to the 46-yard line. And Rickstra in on the stop, but enough for the first down.
Rickstra on the tackle.
So a little bit of a different look to start this third quarter. Panthers leading 29-7. Panthers come to the line from the far hash. excuse me, Breidung hands it off. And hands it off to Mac Loss back to the 44-yard line. And so it'll be second down, and we're going to call it a loss of about three. And so second down, well, we'll say a loss of two, second down and 12. So Breidung again, staying under center here. This is something new. We haven't really seen as of late. Pro set backfield, single wide receiver on the left, and a handoff to Havens. Havens goes to his left, breaks one tackle, crosses the 50 into Warrior territory, up to the 47-yard line, and in on the stop is Hartung. So a third down coming up. Call it third and four. Panthers now come to the line. Breidung will stay under center. And again, pro set backfield now. Man goes in motion and Weiss. Handoff to Mac. Mac breaks one tackle. He'll stay on his feet. He's got just enough for the first down. And had a defender grabbing his uniform, but he managed to break that tackle. Dirksen on the stop. But it's enough for a first down. So the clock will continue to run down to 9 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Again, Panthers leading 29-7, first drive of the half. Breidung will go back under center. Weiss is the wing back on the right of the formation, and it's going to be a play action. Breidung looks, going on the post. He's got Weiss. Oh, Weiss couldn't hang on. Oh, he had it and dropped it.
Breidung's pass incomplete. Intended for Jackson Weiss.
Weiss getting up slow. But he'll be okay, all right. Oh, boy. Second and 10 coming up. And so Panthers now to the line. This time Breidung won't be under center. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Mack the wingback, more the traditional Panthers setup. Man goes in motion. Hand off to Hagness. Hagness cannot get away this time. And blowing up that play was Hartung. So Havens gets brought down for a loss back to the 45-yard line of the Warriors. Clock running down to 8:10. Third and 13 now. So, Panthers to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left now. Mack is the wing back on the right from the near hash. Man comes in motion. Play action, back to pass, Breidung, plenty of time now, breaks down, gets it to Lewesky, and he'll cross the 40, and he'll be thrown out of bounds at about the 38-yard line, well short of the first down, fourth down coming up. No, they'll make it officially at the 39, so fourth and about seven. So fourth and seven, Hartung forced him out of bounds. Panthers will obviously go for it. Panthers now come to the line. And Breidung now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left. Mack is the wing back on the left as well. Back to passes, Breidung. Looking. Now he's going to throw. It's going to be knocked away. Pass intended for Lewesky, but Rakestraw knocks it away, and Nielsville Granton takes over on downs.
Panthers turn it over on down. Orioles with
So first and 10 at the 39 is where the Warriors will start. Panthers leading 29-7. So Hazer now will wait for the snap. He has Hartung in the backfield with him. Trips left here from the near hash. As the Warriors going from right to left. And it's going to be handoff to Hartung. Hartung is going to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a half a yard. And a host of Panthers in on the stop. I'm going to say it was number 66 leading the way, Cooper Yonke. Gain of a half yard, second down, and 9.5. As the Warriors now come to the line, two wide receivers left and right. Hazer now waiting for the snap. Man comes in motion and rakes draw back to pass. Here comes the blitz, and he gets away. Hazer's going to throw it deep, and he throws it over everybody. Hazer's pass. Hey, it looked like he had to. Want to see Lewesky was coming in on the blitz pretty fast and forced Hazer to throw it much quicker than he wanted to. And so third down and 9.5.